Yo, we're back again for another episode. This is season four, and the title of this season is Coins and Change. Okay, Coins and Change. And I just want to focus on the financial aspect of certain things and the change that is needed for growth. Okay, I'm your host, Zion Cuts, and we're gonna get into it. The title of this one is going to be, how do you give back? How do you give back? What is giving back? What's the reasons for giving back? Should you give back? And when I say give back, I don't mean necessarily monetarily, right? I don't mean whatever that thing is that you're thinking. I mean the opposite of that. I'm not necessarily the opposite, but just think about the process of giving back. Whatever that it may be, whatever that process is, how do you do it? Meaning, once you go to work and you get a check, how do you go home and feed your children? That's part of giving back. Your parents may be sick, father, mother, whatever that it may be, and you need to come and comfort them in their times of need. That's a form of giving back. You go in and work a couple of extra hours on your slave. That's a form of giving back. When your children need you to come to football games and basketball games and soccer games and to watch them run track, that's a form of giving back. The people who call on you when they just say, hey, man, how are you doing? That's a form of giving back. I asked the question, if I may, that most of us don't understand that we're always giving back. It's only when you think about it, you begin to frustrate yourself about what you don't have and what you can't give. You hear that? We spend a lot of time talking about what we don't have and what we can't give. When majority of the time, if you love people, you're always in the mindset of giving. To give a nice conversation, to give a compliment, to give time, to give effort, to give food. To give love, to give hurt. These are all the things that we give back. It's not as complicated as most people would think. It's not. But when you are so wrapped up into the things of this world, you're forgetting that the people who are around us or around you are relying on you to give them a part of you. That's a form of giving back. When you walk in the door and your parents see you and they say, hey, how you doing? And you say, hey, mom, hey, dad, what's going on? How y'all doing? Everybody speaking. That's a form of giving back. They've raised you from a child and they've seen you grow. They've seen the mistakes. They've seen you excel. They seen your rewards. They seen your accomplishments. And for them to be a part of that is a form of giving back. The children that love to see you come to their basketball games, their football games, their track meets, their academic debates, their spelling bees. That's the form of giving back. When you go into the store and there's a change jar and you're sitting down in the change jar and you say, keep the change. That's the form of giving back. We complicate life so much because our standards of giving back are often focused on what somebody else said that they should be. I'll speak to you today and Zion Cuts, as Zion Cuts on this podcast, Coins and Change. It's not about money. Most of the time, it's about what do we do? What is our efforts? What are we putting our time into? What is our focus? What are our actions? Do our actions follow up in a manner to show that I am resourceful to you and I'll give you something without thinking about it? That's my form of giving back. I'm going to give you love without thinking about it. That's my form of giving back. I'm going to give you good conversation. That's my form of giving back. I'll give you bad conversation. That's still my form of giving back. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's my form of giving back. I'll give you my time. That's my form of giving back. I'll give you my love, my comfort, my consideration, all those things that are important to me. I'm giving you those things back. Those are actions that we can put into our lives daily to make us all better. What are you giving back? What do you owe that you're holding on to that you don't want to give back? I've learned that in this truth, man, we owe it all. We owe it all. Nothing that we have, nothing that we've been given makes us so much better than anyone that we cannot give. And it's not just monetary. It's just not money. Most of the time when you say give back, most of the time people, you know, rationalize in their thoughts, it's just about money. Well, that's not true. That's another part of the equation. That other part of the equation is like, what do you really want to give if you don't have the money? What do you give when you don't have the money? What do you give when you don't have the time? What do you give when you don't have the effort? You give peace. You can give somebody peace, ain't it? It don't cost anybody nothing to give somebody peace. If you make it hard or you want to make somebody life tough, give them hell. That, God dang. Damn, that's a hell of a way to pay someone back. But if you love them, man, give them peace. Just be able to give somebody that peace. And sometimes that peace is giving them war. I just wanted to focus on this podcast, man, about giving back. Sometimes we get caught up in the monetary value of giving back and what it means and the efforts of giving back. Sometimes it's just simple, man. Sometimes it's just as simple as making sure that somebody has peace. And that doesn't cost you anything. Or you can give them time. You can give them effort. You can give them consideration. You can give them love. You can give them hate. You can give them a lot of things that most people do not slow down long enough to consider. It's a form of giving back. But in your mind, you have to be okay with just being at peace with whatever that you give, with no strings attached. I'm up out of here, man. Y'all know once again, man, like I said, I'm trying to get to these smaller topics, in and out conversation that we'll have, man. And Lord willing, I'm going to dig deeper. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just want to drop it in to make sure I'm doing something daily with my mind, with my effort. This is my form of what? Giving back, okay? Once again, this is season 4, right? Coins and Change. I'm your host, Zion Cuts. If you need anything, hit me up, put it in the chat box, put it in the comment box. Remember, comment, like, subscribe, share the podcast with other friends and family, man, and maybe they'll tune in. Let's go. Let's get it, all right? Man, we out of here. Look, I'm cool, we cool. You know how I say it? I'm cool, you cool, we cool. I'm straight, man. We out of here, man. Let's go.